WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In May, when the ABC cop series NYPD Blue presented its season finale, viewers were left with a powerful cliffhanger. Bobby Simone, played by Jimmy Smits, was suspended from the force, his reputation smeared, while his partner, Andy Sipowicz, played by Dennis Franz, was implicated in the murder of a man who had helped frame Simone. The new season of NYPD Blue starts tonight, and TV critic David Bianculli has this preview.
As the new season of NYPD Blue begins, Andy Sipowicz and Bobby Simone haven't seen each other all summer. Bobby, still off the force, is working at a bar and agonizing over the possibility that his best friend Andy may have tried to protect him by killing someone in cold blood. Meanwhile, Andy is stewing at home and at work, wondering why Bobby hasn't called and doesn't seem to care. Finally, in the street language of NYPD Blue, Bobby reaches out to Andy, and the two have a very intense meeting at the precinct house about the ongoing grand jury investigation.
I gotta ask Andy, could they have more?
More what?
Could they have statements you pulled the trigger? They're holding back to see where I go.
They could have statements. I'm Ann Margaret. If you're asking, did I shoot the guy? I already told you no.
Yeah.
I was worried for you. I followed you to take your back. Somebody shoots Salvo. I drive up to see, are you all right? If you want, I'll be the witness. You say take off.
But I was thinking maybe you did it.
I told you I didn't. I just told you so again.
You mind not breaking all pistols?
I followed you to back you.
I know that you were backing me.
I'm sorry. It got things complicated.
Yeah, well, that's the way it worked out.
Do what you gotta do. Put me there. Let them try to prove I pulled the
Andy,
trigger.
Andy, this is not about me trying to get from under this. If I was looking to do that, I would have done it 4 months ago.
Well, it's been 4 months for viewers, too. One-third of a year between first-run episodes of NYPD Blue. It's been too long a wait, but tonight's season opener almost makes it worth it. Not that there's a lot of real suspense here. Loyal viewers of this show know that while Andy may do some questionable things, and one time even asked Bobby to track down and murder the killers of his son Andy Jr., Andy Sipowicz simply wouldn't do the crime. He wouldn't have killed that guy at the end of last season's show, and NYPD Blue fans are sure of it. Just like fans of The X-Files know that Mulder didn't kill himself in that show's season finale, but that's another story. The good news is, the makers of NYPD Blue know that viewers know that Andy is innocent, so they waste no time clearing up that particular plotline. Instead, tonight's NYPD Blue spends most of its time checking out relationships, exploring the lighter sides of quite a few regular characters, and presenting a pair of rather graphic romantic scenes. One scene involves relatively new cast member Andrea Thompson as Jill Kirkendall, who was shown tonight in a very revealing clinch with a surprise suitor. The other scene, a shared bath between Jimmy Smits's Bobby Simone and Kim Delaney's Diane Russell, has a lot of skin and action above water level, and some very suggestive things going on just below the surface. And for those who keep track of or care about such things, there's a brief shot of Jimmy Smits without any briefs. The camera shot is from the rear, and of the rear. Yeah, NYPD Blue is back, and I'm glad it is. No ifs, ands, or buts.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.